Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought it would be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parashat Re'eh. In this Aliyah, we have 22 psukim, and in it we hear how the male firstborn of kosher cattle must be made kadosh and given to a kohen to eat. If the animal has no mum, has no imperfection on it, it is first offered as a korban. The Aliyah and the Parsha conclude with a discussion of the Shalosh Regalim, which we read. This is part of the Kriyas HaTorah on the Shalosh Regalim. Now, this discussion and presentation of the mitzvos of the Shalosh Regalim is the third time in the Chumash that we have heard about the Shalosh Regalim. We heard about them in Sefer Vayikra in Perek Chaf Gimel of Parashat Emor. We heard them again in Sefer Bamidbar in Prakim Chaf Chet and Chaf Tet of Parashat Pinchas. And now we hear them again. And the question is why? Why the repetition? The Sifri here in Parashat Re'eh, Piska Kuf Chaf Zayin, tells us that each mention of the Shalosh Regalim highlights a different aspect of the Chagim, and they're mentioned for different reasons. First, the Sifri says that the Shalosh Regalim were mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, Mipnei Sidran, that is the order in which they were given to Bnei Yisrael. We left Mitzrayim, we received the Torah, we built the Mishkan, and then in Sefer Vayikra, we hear about the Korbanos that we are to bring in that Mishkan. Okay, then secondly, the Sifri says that the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshat Pinchas, Mipnei Korban. In that Parsha, we hear about all the Korbanos Tzibur that we bring every day, every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, every Yontif as well. That's the first in Vayikra and in Bamidbar. However, why are the Shalosh Regalim repeated here? Now the Sifri, there's two versions of the Sifri. One version, one girsa of the Sifri says that the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in our Parsha, Mipnei Ha'ibur. In other words, we hear in this Parsha that Pesach must be observed in the springtime, Bechodesh Ha'aviv, when there is standing grain in the fields. Our Parsha tells us in Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Aleph, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv Yasita Pesach Hashem Elokech, etc. Since the lunar year and the solar year are not in sync, we need once in a while to add a month, the Ibur. That's one version of the Sifri as to why we hear about the Shalosh Regalim here. Another version of the Sifri says that the reason why the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned here is not Mipnei Ha'ibur, but Mipnei Ha'Tzibur, because of the community, the congregation. What does that mean? Perhaps one can suggest the following. Perhaps one can suggest that the entire mention of Shalosh Regalim are couched in a context of tzibur, of caring about one another, of valuing one another. The entire mention of Shalosh Regalim in our Parsha are all about the tzibur, caring for one another. The Shalosh Regalim in our Parsha are preceded by Aser to Aser, the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, but also of giving tzedakah. That's why we read on Shalosh Regalim. We begin with that part of the Torah. We're told to lend to poor people money in a generous way. We're told, Patoach tiftach et yadcha. We're told, Naton titein lo, velo yeira levavcha betitcha lo. We were told to remember that we ourselves were slaves in Egypt, so that we have to treat even the quote, lowly slave like a full partner in the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And right after the Shalosh Regalim, we have the beginning of Parashat Shoftim. Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'chal b'chol shi'arecha. Again, the need for the tzibur to get along, to work together, to operate in a fair and equitable manner where good is rewarded and evil is punished. This is what happens on the Shalosh Regalim. Mipnei Hatzibur. It's being highlighted in the Sifri. Mipnei Hatzibur. And again, why on the Shalosh Regalim the Torah reading begins with Aser Taser and all these mitzvot? All of Klal Yisrael comes together three times a year. Rich and poor, old and young, all different communities coming together in the Beis HaMikdash, sleeping over in Yerushalayim together, bringing korbanos together, talking with each other, davening together, serving Hashem together, and on and on and on. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how you're dressed. We're a tzibur. Now today, unfortunately, we do not yet have the Mikdash, but we do have a taste of the Kotel, and we have a sense a little of that Tzibur, of that Mipnei HaTzibur, and that Achdus. God willing, we will see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and see the full beauty and the full Achdus of our Tzibur. Perhaps that is the way to explain, a way to explain the second version of the Sifri, Mipnei HaTzibur. If you'd like to hear another explanation based on Nechama Leibowitz, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.